Hey, this is Mark from California, around the South area, southern Orange County.
Oh, yeah.
And just calling to tell you about a story just real quick. Around Halloween night, me and my friends in the spirit of the holidays were kind of messing around with, have you ever heard of light as a feather, stiff as a board?
Light as a feather, stiff as a board. I think we played that as a kid.
Yeah, where, you know, you're... Well, there's different ways to play. Some people just sit in a circle and...
Yeah, and you try to levitate them, right?
Right,
okay,
right.
Okay, I remember that.
There's also a more practical way where you can use your... four people try and lift one person up, usually of, like, you know, heavy weight.
With your fingertips?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then it doesn't work, and then you can, like, say something, or you can put your hands in the middle, and then it will, you know, somehow work.
Yeah.
Anyways, long story short, that night we go trick-or-treating. We get home, I get home, and I live next door to my cousins, and a little girl appears in my doorway that I knew when I was younger. She hadn't died or anything that I know of. We were just, you know, my mom would bring me over to this woman's house to have me babysat, and she appears, and so, you know, I'm like 9 or 10 years old at the time, and I walk over to her, and I'm like, what are you doing here? And she just takes me and throws me through the air, and I land on the bed. And then she comes at me. She lands on the bed, looks at me, disappears, and then reappears at the doorway again. So, anyways, I'm like, wow, this is, like, really weird. And so I'm still kind of young, so I don't know exactly what to think.
Yeah.
Anyways, so I go over to her again. Same thing happens. Throws me, this and that. Reappears at the doorway. This time I'm, you know, trying to pray and do everything I can because I don't know what's really going on here. I'm like flipped out. I'm even kind of nervous talking about it.
And you're 9 years old when this was going on?
Yeah, I'm 22 now.
Okay.
So, you know, anyways, the reason why I know this really happened is because after I prayed, I kind of still saw her in the corner of my eye, but it was no longer like taking control of the situation. I could run through it. So I decided to run down the hallway to the parents' room, and as I was running, the face was going, just kind of like rushing through me, like, you know, 3 or 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, you know, sometimes, something like that. And I was just, you know, ever since then, that's been my one story that, I mean, to
now,
this day.
This little girl, you said she didn't die, so obviously she was a human being somewhere, right?
As
your neighbor?
Somewhere. Her mother's name was Nancy that I can recall, and it was just a little girl that I would play with. As far as I know, I mean, no one else, neither my brothers, I have three siblings, they never were watched by this woman. Only I was. So it was like one of those things where I say, hey, do you guys remember?
I mean, would you see this little kid when nothing strange would ever occur?
As a human, yes.
You would? Okay. So
right.
She'd be out playing and everything would be normal, but then every once in a while, these weird things would happen.
Just one time. And it, I mean, this was years down the road because I was probably 4 or 5
right.
when I would play with her.
Okay.
So this was, you know, 4 or 5 years down the road. Maybe something might have happened and there was some contact. I don't know. But, I mean, this was something that I've always been, you know, I've tried to call in a few times to let you know. It just happened. You had the Halloween hotline, so.
And then gone. Never happened again.
Gone, never happened, but ever since then, I've always been sensitive to the feeling of something that might be happening. Like, if I walk into a house, I have, like, a kind of a sensitive, wow, this is not the right house I should be in.
Yeah.
Like, there might be something here that might
something
like, that night.
Or something tragic or something could happen there.
Right, and so it's just a sensitive thing I've had, and none of my family's ever, you know, I woke up in the bed with them the next morning, and they're like, man, you must have had a really bad dream. You ran in here just, you know, scared to death. And I'm, you know, of course, I didn't really want to tell them at the time. I didn't know what they think of me and, you know, this or that. So, you know, but that's what happened, and just wanted to share my story with you.
Strange occurrence for a little kid at the time. All right, thank you. Appreciate you being part of the program.